Hey, my friends, Brian King here, your Mindset King. I just had a wonderful conversation with some colleagues, and it reminded me of a conversation that I've actually been having for a couple of years now with my clients and with other parents. And that is the issue of overscheduling. You know, we're busier than ever these days, whether it's these traveling soccer teams that seem to eat up all of your life. You know, there are some people that I've seen where it's not only the practice during the week after school, but then it's the weekend where you have to get in your car and drive an obscene amount so that your kids can play soccer. Now, unless these kids are guaranteed a pro sports contract at the end of all this, I have to ask why. Why is this busyness so important? Now, I understand you want them to get involved and you want them to learn certain values that come from being in sports, but there's also that assumption that sports is the only place they can learn those things. And they can only learn them by being that busy all the time. And there are other opportunities that are missed out on. Opportunities to discover, to explore, to experience spontaneity, because you can't do those things because you got a game coming up. Because you'll miss practice. And the parents, as much as they want to be supportive, they have to sacrifice their own life and become, you know, martyrs, essentially, in favor of these experiences they want their kids to have. I know many parents that are burnt out, lonely, don't have a time to build a relationship with their spouse, you know, let alone have friends, all in service of this very narrow definition of experiences that you want your kids to have. Now, I'm not saying don't have your kids in sports. I'm saying don't have your kids involved in everything. You know, to the point where you think the only way they're going to develop into a full human being is if I so immerse them in these activities, mind you, activities where they're being taught to do what they are told by people in charge. They're having orders barked at them constantly that they're having to react to. And their ability to be put into the everyday activities of just living a life that requires them to do some creative problem solving, those opportunities are missed. And yes, sports can teach things that generalize to life. But what if you're so busy you rarely get an opportunity to have a life, to test those things out? I mean, there is no shortage of stories in the media of professional athletes who are drug abusers, who abuse their spouses, who are involved in very self-destructive things, and yet on the field they shine. Well, maybe it's because they have a lot of skills on how to survive on the field, but not how to live their life. And we are denying a lot of our kids these opportunities because we're teaching them to exist in a context instead of in a community. And that's where they're ultimately going to succeed. And that's where we need to give them an opportunity to live. So by all means, get them involved in a sporting activity, get them involved in a community organization where they can do some volunteer work, but also give them a chance to just be free, to just explore life, to just have experiences. To, if you have more than one kid, let them relate to each other in a very unstructured way where they have to use their imagination and create an opportunity or an experience together instead of waiting around to be told what to do. Well, there's a lot that I could say on this subject, but I really wanted to impress upon the parents that if your kids are kind of going at each other's throats or if they're bored and you don't know what to do with that, then it's time for you to learn some additional skills. It's time for you to rediscover your sense of wonder and learn how to facilitate those opportunities for them, those experiences for them, instead of thinking that, well, I guess we better enroll you in another structured activity where somebody else can keep you busy and you can be told what to do for a couple hours so that I can commit to my busy work. Being busy can leave you feeling like you're being productive, but it can also be a tremendous escape from life. So that's just my two cents on this. Please let me know if any part of this is helpful for you. And if there's anybody you know that can benefit from this message, please share. And until next time, this has been Brian. Thanks for being you.